It's no secret that home prices in the Treasure Valley are barely recognizable from even just a few years ago. Governor Brad Little wants to help first-time homebuyers sidestep paying some state income taxes while they save for a down payment. But as James Dawson reports, some are wondering if the effort will actually help much in a white-hot real estate market.
Eric Oliver is looking to buy his first home with his partner and their cat, Cecil. But he says looking through online listings in Boise is like torture. Their budget is well below $325,000, the median home price in Ada County last December.
We both work at nonprofits, and we want just something humble would be ideal. And so the North End is probably off limits. This stuff that's in our price range, these are just plots of land. So that's discouraging.
Eric is 28, has a professional job, and has been saving for several months. He says they're looking for a place between 800 and 1,200 square feet and a quick bike ride away from downtown.
We don't need a fortress, and we don't want to isolate ourselves in some big house somewhere. We just want something little on a nice, quiet street, right? The American dream.
But a combination of fewer houses available and more people moving to the Treasure Valley can leave first-time homebuyers head spinning as they see prices balloon month after month.
It's competitive.
That's Andrea Pettit, a real estate agent who's been selling homes in Boise for 16 years.
Anything that is priced for, you know, an average, you know, first-time homebuyer entry-level property, we can see four, five, six offers on homes.
And Pettit says the buyer that wins out generally pays above the list price and covers closing costs. It's a vastly different market than when she paid $77,000 for her first home in the North End in 1996. Still, she says it was a stretch to afford it back then.
I think that a young couple buying a house, that exact same house today, with their income today, might have a similar kind of experience in terms of affordability that I experienced when I bought.
But with inflation, that same house would have cost about $125,000. That's $200,000 cheaper than the median home price in Ada County for December. So Governor Brad Little wants to join a number of states who have let people sock away money for a down payment without paying state income taxes on it. The proposal would limit single people to $3,000 a year or $6,000 annually for a married couple. And how much would that save in taxes? About a couple $100. Still, Pettit thinks it's a good idea.
I would love to see more than $3,000 a year, but I think it does help move the needle and help make homeownership possible for more people.
And she's not the only one. Ed Golding was the head of the Federal Housing Administration for President Obama and is now a fellow at the Urban Institute. He says he's not worried about the cap on savings.
It will add up. You know, if people use it to the maximum, they will be able to have the money for a down payment in a couple of years.
That's because there are federally backed mortgages available that don't require buyers to have a traditional 20% down payment. Golding says these types of savings accounts are just one tool in the toolbox to help people who are struggling to afford their own home.
There's no one magic bullet that's going to turn it around. So, you know, let's not, just because it's only chipping away at the problem, I don't think it's a reason to, you know, sort of lose hope.
The governor's press secretary says he's shaping the proposal after successful models in other states, but declined to make Little available for an interview. Eight other states have similar programs, but not a lot of people actually use them. For the last few years, about 200 people in Montana have signed up annually. Only 130 people claimed the tax exemption in Virginia in 2015, but in Idaho, Governor Little is budgeting for thousands, not hundreds. Thinking it over at his apartment in downtown Boise, Eric Oliver says the proposal is attractive. But with home prices climbing higher and higher, he can't wait around to jump into the market.
I'd be grateful for a few $100 of savings, but we're talking a lot bigger sums here at stake.
The governor's office has yet to introduce a bill to implement the program, but there's still time left. Lawmakers expect to gavel out of session in late March. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.